Good afternoon, Hopkins Junior High School Symphonic Band. My name is Richard Watson, one of two music adjudicators you'll have here today. Music in the Parks Festival held at the Placentia Presbyterian Church Key Center in the city of Placentia. Welcome. Looking forward to hearing your performance of Air 4 Band by Frank Erickson. Great, great piece. And Psalm by William Himes. So we'll be getting started here in just a moment. You guys are pretty much ready to go, and we're just waiting for the announcements. Okay, Hopkins, here we go. Looks like you're going to warm up with a chorale, maybe, before you play the Air 4 Band. Both of these selections are very, very, very good selections. The Air 4 Band, for instance, is what we call a war horse. It's really a classic piece of music and a very well written. Warm sound, nicely blended, good tone qualities. Okay, everybody. Good focus. Watch your conductor. Subdivide. What happened there? What happened? Timing in bar four. That's one, two, and three. Together on that beat four there, clarinets. Now, we're a little too strong in the trombones in relationship to the clarinets, which are also at the same dynamic. Little bit of a problem there. Beginning bar 26. Cleanly. Gotta have your air ready and your support. There you go. Good. Make sure not to be in a hurry on 2 and 3. Your conduct is being very clear. He wants that to be a little bit more sustained. Altos, don't be loud, don't be loud. There's a lot of really exposed moments in this. Trumpets. Don't anticipate your release. Okay. Yeah, so we had some timing issues. To be honest, a pretty simple rhythm. The 1, 2, and 3. Okay. So, yeah, just stuff to be aware of. And anytime you're playing something slow like that, just stretch and pull those 8 notes a bit. Your conductor is very clear, indicating that that's what he wanted. And somehow we didn't get that together. Okay. And altos, remember, you're a blending instrument, so we should never feel that the altos are sticking out. Bells and woodwinds. That roll without that accent snare drum. ready for that entrance, trombones? Moving line right now. The moving line's to the trombones, right? Everybody else? And I know this room is really hard to play in, so I know some of my comments are really an issue with the room. Those accents more, trombones. Could have done with more clarinet in that spot. Good, good. Could have done with more timpani there. Yeah, timpani, I need more from you at 148, 152 for sure. Okay, bring that part out more. Because you're helping create the energy on the crescendo, as well as giving tonal support on those Fs, and good. You know, I really like the accent style that you used near the end here, but I wish I would have heard a little bit more of that coming through earlier. Trying to remember where that was at. Excuse me. For instance, where we have the accented part at 69. I felt we didn't bring those out quite as much. Boy, what a fine group, and what a pleasure to hear your musicality, your musicianship, really well rehearsed, well taught, percussion, very tasteful. In this room, a little bit much on the crash cymbals, just a little bit, Okay? And again, I understand the room is just really not the best for us to play in, but you're doing a super job of adjusting to it as much as you can. Be very aware, and I know you are, but be really aware of when moving lines are happening and we have the big notes underneath. Make sure that we can hear those moving lines, that we don't let the big notes take over, okay? So we've got to hear all those little intricate woodwind parts, whether they be lower type clarinet parts or whatever they may be, how they move. Make sure that we're hearing those moving lines, because that's also where our musicianship really shines, is in the awareness of when we're accompaniment versus being the melody. Okay? And I know you know that. Alrighty? And alto saxes, you did a much better job, I felt, on this piece, blending and being a part of that, the middle voice that is strictly about blending, never sticking out. Than you did on the first piece, but good adjustment, and that also shows great musicianship as well. So Hopkins, as usual, a great performance. I really appreciate your passion for music and your performance today. Congratulations, and have a great time at Disneyland. Thank you.